Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. College football's national championship game is all set for next Monday night in Houston. Both semifinals went right down to the wire on New Year's Day. At the Rose Bowl, Michigan rallies late, as Mark Byers reports from Pasadena.
Michigan has earned a spot in the national title game by defeating Alabama 27-20 in an overtime thriller in the Rose Bowl. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh soaked it all in.
Glorious. That was glorious. It was a tremendous football game.
J.J. McCarthy threw for three touchdowns, including a four-yard scoring pass to Roman Wilson that tied the game with a minute 34 remaining in the fourth quarter. Blake Corum scored on Michigan's first possession of overtime on a 17-yard run, and the defense sealed the win by stopping Bama at the two-yard line on the game's final play.
Michigan will take on Washington, who survived Texas 37-31 at the Sugar Bowl. Washington quarterback Michael Penix Jr. threw for 430 yards and two touchdowns.
It was just believing. You know, Coach DeBoer, he always preached to us, you know, we're built for this moment, you know, and we believed it.
The Longhorns tried to pull off an improbable comeback, drove to the Washington 12-yard line in the final 15 seconds, but couldn't put the ball in the end zone on four plays, and Washington survived. In the NBA, two nights after ending a 28-game losing skid, Detroit started a new one, falling to Houston 136-113. Julius Randle had 39 in New York's 112-106 win over Minnesota. Indiana snapped Milwaukee's 15-game home winning streak. Tyrese Halliburton had 26 in the Pacers' 122-113 victory over the Bucks. Charlotte suffered its 11th straight loss. Denver beat them 111-93. Utah destroyed Dallas 127-90. It was Phoenix over Portland, Toronto topped Cleveland, and the LA Clippers over Miami. Only one game in the NHL. Seattle blanked Vegas 3-0. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.